this time.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
And it's 9:01 here in the morning, WMFO. It is, what day is today? Today's May 4th.
Yes, it's a Saturday.
And it's Mike on the mic, and I'm usually here at this time, but it's not just a normal day here at WMFO. Today is the first ever WMFO live day.
Woohoo!
So I've got a couple other voices here in the studio you can hear. Yeah. To my right, and everyone,
Mike Stewart.
Everyone's left is Mike Stewart.
That's right.
Yep.
I'm playing myself today.
Yep. You're doing very well.
I know.
Kirsten from Something About the Women.
Good morning.
And Audrey, who's here. Hi, Audrey.
Hello.
Hey. And Sue from Something About the Women.
Hello.
So, yeah, so the first live day is today, and it's going all the way from about 9:30 to about 5. And it's just one live band after another all day long.
It's freaking amazing.
So, Sue, how did you make this happen? How did you do this?
I made it happen, yeah. Mike. I think we all made it happen.
We all did.
Especially you, because you brought the bagels.
Yeah. The bagels are the common denominator.
Right, exactly.
Or is it a numerator? I don't know.
No, I mean, this was a great group effort. We mm-hmm. had meetings on the phone mm-hmm. almost every week, and we all helped find bands to perform, and we did the logistics, and we we promoted it, and we made a little web page, and we made stickers. Okay, I did those two things. Mm-hmm. But everybody did something, and now people were here last night setting up equipment, and then been here since 7 in the morning setting up equipment. We've got 3 studios that we're using, mm-hmm. so that's pretty cool. We don't normally work out of 3 studios at once. Was this your brainchild? I think it might have been.
I don't know. I just, everything starts with an idea.
Right.
You know what I mean? So maybe the idea came to me, and I said it like a year and a half ago, and everybody said, yeah, we could never pull that off. But then I said it again, and they said, that sounds like a good idea. Let's see if we can do it. And here we are.
Absolutely.
I think he constantly kept getting hit in the head, and that's why it worked.
Right. That fourth concussion really did the trick.
Over my life. It's always the fourth. May the fourth.
Right. May the fourth be with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
and boy, do we have some great bands here.
True.
So
let's talk about
I think that our
DJs
just
gonna segue into that.
Have such a good reputation in the music community out there that when bands were asked to come in and join us, we got a really enthusiastic, yes, we want to be there.
Everybody said yes.
They did. No one said no unless they were out of town.
Yeah. Well, because then they couldn't do it.
Right.
And they wouldn't be here.
Right.
And the important part is the people that couldn't participate today want to do it if we do it in the fall. Asked us. A couple bands have already asked me.
Yep. So let's talk about the lineup today.
Yeah.
Coming up around 9:30, they're still like doing all the technical setup and the cables and the everything else. But first band is going to be a bunch of people that we love, the Cast Irons.
Woohoo!
Right. Oh, well, we're not doing it yet. Everyone's pointing at Audrey, because when the Cast Irons come on, Audrey's going to go, it's the Cast Irons, but not yet. I'm getting people pointing everywhere.
Audrey's our Dick Clark today.
Yes.
I thought it was the Archies.
I don't know.
The
That's
Archies?
A reference nobody will get.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so the Cast Irons are first, and Audrey is here because she's the daughter of the lead singer. You want to talk about your dad a little bit? He's a nice guy, right?
Yeah. And he loves music.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to since he's in a band and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna be like the announcer and bring them on. That's gonna be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And right after the Cast Irons is gonna be a gentleman who is really well known here in the music community. He's been around for a long time. First, back in the '80s, a band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Figures on a Beach on MTV.
I know, he had an MTV video.
I want my MTV.
Yeah.
So he's got that whole lineage here, and then Fire King.
Yeah.
So he'll be here.
And he's in Gymnasium also, and trusty sidekick.
Yeah, so I don't know if you would call those pickup bands, but there's so many bands around. And if you're going to go in the club scene around Boston, you're going to see Anthony on stage somewhere.
And this is kind of a rare, like, live solo thing.
Yeah, he might do that on stage sometimes, but he wouldn't usually come and just do a solo. Acoustic, but he's doing that for us today. So
awesome.
That'll be Anthony Kaczynski. Yeah. And Peter Parsek is after that.
Yeah.
I remember, Sue, the first time that you came here when Peter was here, and you said, is that Peter Parsek? I'm like, well, yeah, it is. She goes, I paid money to see him. What is he doing here? Right?
Right. He's an amazing guitar player.
Yeah. Blues.
Blues. And you know, I love me some blues.
Mm-hmm. You're a harmonica player, your own self.
She's the Whammy Jim of WMMFO.
Yeah, there you go. I'm wearing my Harmonica Hero t-shirt today.
You really are, but it's radio, so nobody can see
I know.
That.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
So Peter's going to be here with a drummer accompaniment. So that's after that. And then we have two people who are best friends, and they're playing together. Danielle Moralia, another blues wonderful.
Phenomenon.
Yeah,
she's
phenomenon.
Amazing.
Along with Lisa Bastoni.
Yep.
And like I said, they're besties. And you know Danielle pretty
yep.
well.
Yep, she's been on our show, and Lisa's been on your show.
Yeah.
She might even, has she been on our show? I don't know.
Not since I've been on, right. But I've heard her play live a number of times, and I feel like the two of them are coming to play at Montague Books sometime soon together. We'll have to ask him about them.
You're looking at me like I know.
Well, somebody announced off. It, and I feel like you know everything.
Well, most things.
We'll ask them,
yeah.
But I think they're going to be playing at Montague Books together, perhaps in June.
Yep.
Nice.
So it's pretty wonderful to have them together. And Lisa Bastoni, it's an interesting story with her, isn't it? I mean, she used to busk at Harvard Square, you know, and she was there doing her thing. And obviously, a lot of people walk by and notice her. And one particular guy, the guy that plays organ for the Red Sox, Josh Cantor.
I know him.
Yeah, Josh was walking by one day, and he was transfixed with Lisa Bastoni. And he said, you know, I'd love to work with you someday. So
that
know.
Organ guitar duo. No.
And her song, Remember Me, really reflects on that, mm-hmm. where she started and where she is now.
And she won a songwriting award for her work on that first album with Josh. Yeah, she's something else. So we're thrilled to have them. Plus, Peter and Danielle know each other very well. So
yep, and I've seen them play together.
There may be a little collab today happening.
That would be great if we had a little spillover, a little crossover.
Mm-hmm. Lily Black. Lily Black is afterwards. And Lily is actually a band of five people. Lily is the front person, lead singer. And they've been playing together since they're 14 years old.
Crazy.
And I think Lily is now 21. Yes?
Yeah, she's in Berkeley.
Yeah, a Berkeley student.
Yeah.
And these guys are managed by Mike Barry,
yeah.
who happens to be the father of the drummer, Liam.
That's correct.
And they're going to be here today. They're going to have a trumpet player along with them,
yeah.
and a full band over in Studio DEE over there.
Yeah, and so, their last album, they took the picture right in our bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
really?
Cover it up, yes.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's funny.
There it is right there.
I never ever thought, again, it's radio, people can't see it.
But our bathrooms are notoriously covered with a lot of graffiti.
Yeah. I don't know why, but when I'm in there, I never think of taking a picture.
Oh, I've taken pictures in there. You're just facing the wrong way.
Ever-changing graffiti.
We've gone too far, haven't we?
Yeah, we've gone too far.
Okay, so Lily Black, psyched about that. And then 61 Ghosts, which
yes.
is invited by our own Brian Young.
Yes.
Mike, I think you know something about those
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, the drummer has played with different blues artists through the South, Dixie Deadwood. And the guitarist has some lineage all the way back to some of the New York bands of the 70s. So... great lineages. He was in Two Saints, a well-known long-term band
yeah.
in the New York-Boston axis. So I think that it's going to be an extra great surprise and fun having them here today.
Absolutely thrilled.
Yeah.
And speaking of thrilled, yeah. The next act after that is Will Daly.
Yeah.
So anybody around here knows of Will Daly and his success. And the last album before this, National Throat, took him around the world.
Yeah.
He's so successful with all of that. And I have to tell you that right away when I asked him if he would think about coming in and helping us with yeah. the first time we do this, he was like, yes, absolutely, where and when.
Yeah.
So really thrilled to have Will coming in. He's going to be playing acoustic, he said, and
yeah.
He's either going to have a sax with him or another guitar. So
yeah.
whatever, a treat
yeah.
for
yes.
sure. And then Celebutant.
Yes.
Celebutant is...
I thought it was Celebutant.
I guess we're going to find out. But I think that they're both right.
Okay. It just sounds like it's a play on...
Celebutant sounds British.
Celebutant.
Yes. Well, we'll ask them when they're here.
Okay. That's the $54,000 question.
How did you arrive at that number?
Wasn't that the 64. Name of that show? Oh, 64.
Yeah.
Because we're discounted here.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's college radio?
Yeah, I don't know.
So
I'm an idiot.
So that's the line. No, you're not. You're Sue. Try and remember that.
Okay.
All right. So that's the lineup. We couldn't be more excited. I expect the phone to be ringing soon to have everybody, you know, like Anthony's going to be at the door and we're just going to be off and running. So we're going to have about maybe 15, 20 minutes until we kick it off with Audrey introducing
yeah.
her dad's band. So until then, why don't we just play a couple tunes?
Hey,
do it.
I could do a PSA.
Oh, let's do a PSA and get that
out of
the way.
That would be a public service
yes.
announcement for
yeah.
those of you not hip to the lingo.
That's yeah. right. May is National Bike Month. Very
mm-hmm.
important.
Yeah.
May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. Remember that. Mm-hmm. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthy, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, remember that, fun, healthy, and enjoyable. But most important, to follow the rules of the road, motorists passing a bicycle must wait until it's safe to pass to give them adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for the motorists to pass, but only when it's safe. When it's safe. Mike, you laughing at me?
Mike is schooling Kirsten.
No, I'm laughing. Yeah, I'm laughing with you.
When it's not safe, Mike, when it's not safe, allow the car to pass. The cyclist should use a full lane no matter what. Watch out for distracted drivers because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like a vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike Week to Work Week. A message from WMFO, Tufts Community Radio, here at 91.5 FM and WMFO.org.
I knew it was a bad idea to have Sambuca in the coffee this morning.
There you go. Only if I drank.
You were trying so hard, though.
That was great. Nice. It makes me want to bike to work, but I work at home.
Yeah. Well, you got a stationary bike.
Shortest bike commute ever.
I know, right? It's 12 steps to my desk from my bed.
So at 9:13 in the morning, we're all giddy with excitement, but we're waiting for them to set up all the wires and the microphones and all of that technical stuff that we don't understand. So until then, let me start with some music. I'm not going to play the Cast Irons. They're here. They're going to play,
right?
But I'm going to play something from Anthony Kaczynski's band called Fire King. Yes.
Good idea.
And they've got a recent record they have to put out in 2015, but there's one in 2001 that really isn't played too much. It's called Live a Little, Love a Little, and you'll hear Anthony's love of power pop. And this is just a tour de force of just wonderful power pop stuff. I'm going to play something called Blue by Fire King to start us off. This is WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back. seen everything that there is to see. And I've heard everything that they had to say. And I've done everything that I wanted to do. Yeah, I've done that too. And it ain't that pretty at all.
I just came back from a short vacation, George. Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
WMFO, Medford, it's Mike on the mic here, 9:30 in the morning on the first ever WMFO live day. Let me tell you what I played to get started, then we have a special guest to introduce to you. We'll chat it up a little bit, and I'll tell you about a schedule change too. But first, started off that last set with the gentleman who's going to actually end up starting off our day, Anthony Kaczynski from the Fire King band that I love so much. And they did an album in 2001, like I said, called Live a Little, Love a Little. I played Blue, just to get you in the mood for what he's going to do. After that, local music from Pixies. They were covering some Warren Zevon stuff. It was called Enjoy Every Sandwich. The song's of Warren Zevon, Ain't That Pretty at All. Another great local band, Pop Gun, after that, from their Trigger CD, that was Explode in My Head. I love that song. Foo Fighters after that, something that I can never get out of my head. The Color and Shape was the CD, and that was Everlong, of course. And then everybody's favorite, The Replacements. There's so many different versions of that track, but that was from a record called Don't You Know Who I Think I Was, the best of The Replacements, as Can't Hardly Wait. I want to tell you about somebody that I really love, and he's the owner and maintenance guy and founder of Mark Skin Radio, Chris Johnson.
Thanks, Mike.
What's going on?
Wow, live music day. You know, I think you've been talking about this at least a year, 2 years?
I know, a long time.
And to see you guys, everybody here, so exciting. I mean, as you know, the local music scene in this area is just unbelievable.
It really is.
And to have somebody like Anthony here,
I know.
I am so starstruck. And What was that sandwich song you just, what was that?
Oh, it was the cover of Warren Zevon. The Pixies covered that.
So, is there going to be a lot of food music today? Because I'm starving at this point.
So.
I mean, there's like coffee in there.
There's some big bagels over there and stuff.
Anthony was mainlining some coffee a few minutes ago, so we're gonna, he'll be ready shortly. Now, so we got a little schedule change. I don't know if you've... You know, we publicized the schedule's been out, and you got a bunch of bands showing up today, and it's just every single one of them is a band I'm dying to meet.
And you know, it's weird because I was sort of like, yeah, everything's going to be fine, everybody's confirmed, everybody's coming, but you know, sometimes something happens
stuff
to some
happens,
of the band
yeah.
members,
yep.
and food poisoning has kept one of our favorites, Flight of Fire, from showing up today. So we
Tia and Tanya, I'm so upset because
so
I mean,
upset.
I'm huge fans of theirs, and I haven't met them yet, and.
Yep. So
I'm sweating for him right now.
Feel better, man. So sorry you couldn't be with us, but we'll do it next time for sure. And you know, instead of Cast Iron starting first, because you know they're playing with wires and amps and microphones over there.
Well, Mike, thank you, and thank you all the air staff here for putting this together today. I mean, it's just unbelievable. As we've been talking about and dreaming about doing this for a few years
now, an awful long time.
And you finally have made it happen. So congratulations, and thanks to all artists for showing up and. Being part of this, Bob French, the Cast Irons.
Yep.
We'll be up in a few minutes.
Yep, and I mentioned your baby, Markskin Radio, and you 7 years you're celebrating on the air.
7 years. Yeah. Can you believe it? 7 years ago yesterday was when Sam Copper showed up outside 1265 Boylston with a Gypsy Dancer, and he had a live performance with Parlor Bells and Mellow Bravo, and I... put a picture up yesterday on Facebook where, you know, Destiny Curtis is standing out on the sidewalk with Jess Collins and the guys from Mellow Bravo, and they didn't know it at that moment, but that's the moment I decided I have to do this. This is too much fun. So thanks to Sam Copper and Destiny and everybody at BCN.
Yep, and I was actually in that picture too, and it's amazing because I'm kneeling on my knees, and I'm so old now, if I do that, I can't get up.
Oh, stop it.
So we know it was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. All 7 years ago.
Well, you know. So anyway, markskinradio.com is a wonderful place to go to treat your ears to some good stuff.
Lots of local music, too. So let's hear it for the local bands. And
Absolutely. Keep
it going, Mike. Thanks, everybody at WMFO, for putting this together, too.
All right. So you can hear Anthony sort of warming up in the background. He's going to be ready shortly, but I'm going to play a couple more tunes before then. I want to start with some new noise. It's something from a band I'm really starting to love called Strand of Oaks. This one's called Hyperspace Blues at WMFO. Bedford.
It already is.
WMFO Medford here on the first ever live day here. 9:41 in the morning, just about coming up on 9:42 as it does. I'm Mike on the mic. Let me tell you what we played as we're getting ready to welcome our first guest, Anthony Kaczynski. We played something that's new noise from Strand of Oaks, a new record called Eraserland. That was Hyperspace Blues. And then a favorite of everybody in here from a greatest hits collection from Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians, Balloon Man. We have Sue Edelman here from Something About the Women.
Hello.
And we have our first guest of the day, Anthony Kaczynski.
Greetings, Mike.
What's going on? I'm doing really well. So happy to see you.
Happy to see you.
I mean,
happy
man,
to be here.
You know how I feel about what you do. So thankful that when I said, hey, would you like to participate in this thing we're thinking about doing, you're like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right
unquestionably.
Away.
WMFO has been very good to me.
Yeah. So. And we love to feature your music all the time. And now, since 2015, you gave us Double Trouble.
Yeah.
What's going on? Where's some more stuff? We want more.
Fire King has had some personnel changes, and I've been in the midst of recording a third Fire King record for a while, and life struggles happen. And I also went on the road for the better part of 2 years with the Magnetic Field, so that was a great experience. Mm-hmm. But it took me out of the studio, so I'm sort of recommitting this year to actually finishing Speedway, which is ridiculous. So,
well, my takeaway from that is you are working on more Fire King music.
Oh, so. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good
and,
news.
So, John Sheeran and Jonathan Scrancy have been great new bandmates. We have a gig coming up at O'Brien's in 2 weeks. I don't know, May 19th. It's a Sunday night with the Billy Connors Project.
And classic.
I'm doing double duty today and playing a gig with Trusty Sidekick tonight at the Midway.
Not surprised.
No.
You're kind of out there everywhere.
Yeah. I have a crazy week, like the weekend of the 16th or whatever. It's a Trusty Sidekick at Sally O'Brien's. I'm going to go see my favorite band, Guided by Voices, with the Sinclair for the 40th time.
they finally put out that epic release.
Yeah, it finally came out. Yeah. Have you heard Warp and Woof?
Yeah. You posted it the other day.
Terrific.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
It's really, really good.
You know, I don't want to get too far off the track, but they're doing a 100 song set for New Year's Eve in Los Angeles.
They put out so many. I mean, they could do it. Who else could do it besides them?
Nobody else.
No. Nobody else.
And then I'm going to be singing a few Clash songs at the Super Black Market Clash. what's the word I'm looking for? Reconstruction of London Calling at once in Somerville on the 18th.
Neat.
And then the Fire King gig coming up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's you know.
Neat. All right, so actually what we seem to have overlooked is you've got your guitar with you.
I've got my guitar.
We might as well have you do some stuff.
Why not?
All right.
Why not? We'll see if my voice hangs out this early in the morning.
Oh, man, it'll be fine. Hey, listen, everybody, so happy to introduce a great friend of ours here at WMFO, the song stylings of the great Anthony Kaczynski, live in Studio A.
Awesome.
For Life Day.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is called Games.
Listening to Teenage Drank Up in the Dark again. Taking a walk upon the wild side with a friend. Sometimes you don't know who you are. You just grasp for the nearest star. You go driving in your car, and it's okay. None of these games mean anything, but you play them anyway. None of these games mean anything, but you play them anyway. pay them anyway. Hey, 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 na, 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 you play them anyway. Hey, hey, none of these games mean anything, but you play them anyway. None of these games mean anything, but you play them anyway. Sing them anyway. None of these songs mean anything, but I sing them anyway. I sing them anyway. Hey, 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 na, na, na. I sing them anyway. Hey, hey. None of these songs mean anything, but I sing them anyway. Mean anything, but I sing them anyway.
I'm going to do one from Double Trouble, acoustic style, called Just Like Sunday. Even when you want to cry. Thank you. I lost my headphones. I got into it. Yeah. Like, bounced them off my head.
Losing your head.
That happens on a routine basis. All right. Let's do I Don't Want to Tame You, Baby. This is from the upcoming record that's not out yet. So
can't wait.
Someday. I've got this one finished. But
what's it called?
It's called I Don't Want to Tame You, Baby.
Okay.
Last night we were sitting around talking about Liverpool, about the Beatles and the Emily's and Kathy's clown. Hey, you got a shiny tiger on your windowsill. John Anderson says, I get up, I get down. Top cocktail, that's all you need. Hey, viva, viva rock and roll. I mean, I've seen Tex so many times, I know every single tile in that whole place. But when I jump off of that plane, I wanna lose control. I don't wanna tame you, baby.
Can't wait to hear that with the whole band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was an awesome guitar solo.
Thank you, right?
Yeah. It's like a premonition or something.
Like, it's the thought of a guitar solo.
Yes,
The hint.
Uh-huh.
And this is another one that's going to be from Speedway. It's about an imaginary band that will save rock and roll, kind of like Ziggy Stardust, right? It's called Cat Salamander and the Tongues of Love. Don't ask me where that came from, except...
That was my next question.
There may have been a substance that is now legal in Massachusetts that was involved.
Cat Salamander and the Tongues of Love.
Yep, and this is going to be on Speedway as well.
Lovely.
So. To the roulette wheel. Maybe you can see.
fucking time. If you hate me now, you hate me now, you hate me now and forever. But I'm the man who brought you the needles in the camel's eye. We danced around that topic. We danced around that fire. We danced around in our uniforms and then we burned them with a tear in our eye. But don't deny the sublime. When everybody in the world is just mocking time.
Oh, from the title on down, I just love it. So much fun.
Thanks. All right. You know what? I brought a couple covers to do.
Love it.
That's cool.
I love covers.
Which I don't always do, but in the solo acoustic setting, it seems like a good opportunity to do songs.
Absolutely.
You really dig.
Songs that you love, yeah.
Songs that you love. And we lost somebody here in March named Asa Brebner, who was remarkable and amazing, mm-hmm. and a philosopher and a poet and one of the best guitar players I've ever seen in my life. And that fills that's a real void here, you know? So... For a hot minute, I was doing the Bay State Rock Show with
Carmelita
yeah. on Sundays for about 3 months last year, and I remember that the first song that I got to pick, I thought I got to pick something really representative of Boston and what Boston's all about, and the first song I picked to play was this one. So I'm going to do this because Asa was great. that's all there is to it.
Absolutely.
So, and it's called Ragged Religion, so okay. I hope I do it some justice.
Okay.
So. To pass. I smoke too much, but it's the only fun